CliffCentral.com.
It is time for us to find out about a new business, and a business we haven't heard of before, even if it's not the newest business. But this business has, like everybody, had a year from hell, I'm sure, because we've all had to figure out new ways of doing things. And running a business is no easy task, even at the best of times. But this year has made it tough, and marketing budgets have been slashed, which obviously means less exposure when you need it the most. Ozo, O-Z-O-W, they're a fantastic payment platform. You can make payments online. It's really, really easy. Go and check out Ozo, O-Z-O-W. They want to help you and your business to get back in the game, because they believe at Ozo that if it's your business, it's their business too. And they want to help you this morning. And we're going to talk to Stephanie Joyner. She's from a business called Tastebox, which is a fun and affordable way to make healthy eating a part of your everyday life. So, hey, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good, Gareth. How are you?
Good.
How's Leanne? How's
you? Good to have you. Good to have you on this morning. Tell me about Tastebox and how long the business has been in operation and what you guys do.
Thanks, Gareth. We're very new. We launched right at the beginning of the year, and then obviously, we were just kind of getting going when lockdown happened.
Sure.
But just to give you some background as to how the business started, I'm a dietitian by qualification, and I've been consulting people for about 10 years now. So through that, I have contact with a whole variety of people, whether they come to see me from, as recommended by their GP for high cholesterol levels, or they need to lose weight, or they're diabetic, or somebody perhaps that's coming just to, off their own bat to improve their health. Whatever the case is, it gives me a lot of insight into people's lives and their lifestyles and their habits. And something that I began to notice is that less and less people are doing their own cooking. And being a dietitian, I know that if you want to be healthy, the first place to start is to start to cook your own food. Because even if you are buying high quality ready meals from prestigious places, which I won't name, they're never going to be as healthy for you as something that you prepare in your own kitchen. But I noticed that more and more people were just not interested in cooking, or perhaps they hadn't been taught as kids how to cook. Their parents had never really seen it as an important skill to pass on to kids, getting them involved in the kitchen. But also our busy lifestyles, when I sit with someone, I go through their day to day and I see how busy people are. Parents are getting home with kids 5-6 o'clock in the evening. There's still homework to do. There's all the chores that still need to be done, getting ready for the next day. And supper is the last thing on that family's agenda. And then what ends up happening is you ultimately end up ordering a takeaway, or perhaps just, bunging something easy in the oven, which obviously isn't the healthiest option. So I came up with the idea of Tastebox, which is meal kits. So it's everything that you need for a meal.
Right.
Ready prepared. We honestly go the extra mile. We chop every single vegetable for you. We prepare the meat in the way that it needs to be prepared and then freeze it. So you just got to thaw it. If there's a sauce that's involved in the meal, we make the sauce for you. And then we come up with a recipe card that even the most inept person in the kitchen can follow.
That would be me.
So a simple recipe card and what we aim for is that within 40 minutes tops, that family will have a healthy meal on the table for them to sit and eat together. And personally, I do think that that is something that's really important, is families sitting and eating a meal together at the end of the day. I think it's a time for the family to connect and touch base and chat with each other. And also, if you've got young kids, that's such an important thing to show them,
massive,
to sit and eat a meal together. And it's a way to expose them to healthy food. If kids see their parents eating healthy food, they are more likely to eat healthy food. So that's kind of how the idea was born.
So, all right. I mean, this sounds like a winning formula to me. I think this is exactly what people like me would need. But do you say you cater for families? I suppose what you can order like a whole week's worth of meals at once.
So at the moment, we're actually just about to launch a new website. So let me just say we're a completely family-run business. So I'm the dietitian and I kind of come up with the meals and test them and everything. Mm-hmm. My mom does help me with that, but she's also an accountant. She does all the books for us. My brother's a website developer. He's building our new website at the moment.
Brilliant.
My other brother's in social media and marketing. He does all our social media. We are a complete family-run business.
I love it.
And so with our new website, which we're now launching in January, it's literally going to be a list of 8 meals per week, and you can choose up to 5 of those meals. And each meal has a label. So it'll be family-friendly, it'll be low-carb, it'll be vegetarian.
This is fantastic.
So you can look at that list and choose whatever suits you, suits your family, and you can choose how many people you're cooking for. So it's not only families. I do bring up families, but, single people. You can order for one person, you can order for two people. There's a whole variety available.
All right. I mean, this is obviously quite a labor-intensive process, and it's going to cost you a bit to run the business, so you're going to have to pass that cost on to the customer. But are we talking like hugely expensive, or are we talking...
Absolutely not. I'll tell you what our ballpark figure for each meal, 65 Rand per person per meal.
You're
not going to go to Woolworths or Checkers and Pick and Pay and buy the ingredients to cook a meal for yourself for 65 Rand. You might, but you're going to have a whole lot of leftover ingredients that you're not going to use and you're going to end up throwing away.
Yeah, I always find that the portion sizes that they sell you the ingredients in are sometimes not conducive, especially if I'm just making something for myself. It's sometimes a bit
of
a waste.
That's what's so nice about it. We have several people that order for one, single people. And like, let's say it's a Thai green curry, for example. We're sending literally the exact amount of green curry paste that they need for that portion for themselves. They're not sitting with a jar that's going moldy in their fridge the next 6 months. That's our business. So, and obviously COVID, we did eventually manage to figure out that we could get the so-called permits to keep trading. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, no one really knew what was happening. So it was a good portion of time that we weren't able to do anything. So it definitely has had an impact, but we have tried to use it to our advantage. These days now people have realized, we don't have to go to the shop for every single thing. Let's do the online thing. So I think, we're using that to our advantage, deliver literally to people's doors.
But you obviously, are you countrywide?
No. Okay. So I just wanted to say that I actually live just down the road from Mbululeleyo's prestigious high school.
Okay.
So so at the moment we deliver to the whole Midlands area, Pietermaritzburg. We're delivering about halfway or three quarters of the way down to Durban at the moment.
All
just
right.
Because we're small scale.
Sure.
But we're wanting to increase and do that as fast as we can. But at the moment we're just in this KZN area.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, and if it starts growing, obviously you'll be able to set up businesses across the country. But that's terrific. And I love the fact that it's family run. I mean, that's just amazing. I would love to see the operation behind the scenes with you screaming at your mum to help chop up vegetables while your brother is busy.
It's an absolute nightmare. And just to throw another spanner in the works, I have a 6-month-old baby that I have to try and entertain while I'm doing all of this. It's been a crazy ride, but I absolutely love the process. The whole process of thinking of the recipe or thinking of the meal, testing it out, because obviously we have to test every single, we will not send a recipe out that has not been tested and tried by us several times. And then writing it up, doing the costing, doing the nutritional analysis. I love the entire process. I genuinely love it.
Do you let the person who's ordering it do some of the work, or do you do everything for them?
Let's say we do 95% of it. For example, most vegetables we'll chop, but if there's a certain type of vegetable that by the time we've sent it to them is browning, we'd rather them chop it on their own,
Sure.
So there is a tiny bit of work for them, but it really makes the process so easy. But at the end of the day, they're skipping the queues in the shop, skipping the drive to the shops, but they're still getting a healthy, dietitian approved meal.
Right. Well,
I want to know, Stephanie, you obviously know other dietitians, right?
Yeah.
Do you know any fat dietitians? Because I've never, ever seen one. You do?
They exist. They exist, no. Yes. It's just the same as a doctor that smokes, or you know, a pharmacist that pops pills, you get them.
I've yet to see one, but I have faith now that I know.
I promise they exist.
So, but Basitsana wants to know, and I think this is a good question. While you're still expanding your deliveries to other places and growing the business outside of KZN, she says, are we able to buy recipes from you, and that way we can buy the ingredients while we wait for you to expand your deliveries?
Wow, that's a brilliant, brilliant point, and something, I must be honest, we've never thought of, and I'll definitely discuss it with our little family team and see if that's an option.
That's very cool.
Does it count as a family meeting, or does it count as, you know, a board meeting and update at 11?
It's actually surprisingly good. So we have a group where we discuss all business related stuff. And then we have our normal family group where there's just like slander and making fun of each other.
Yes.
It works surprisingly well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that we've got a bunch of real cretins who listen to the show, and one of them is asking now, is Tastebox not just a category on Pornhub?
Oh my God.
You've got to love that.
I must just say that I've been listening to you guys since the start, so it's a huge honor to be on here, and the listeners, they amuse me every day. I've never had the confidence to actually comment on something, but I love their comments.
Well, we love the fact that you've got this business going, and congratulations to you. I think, you know, for many people, cooking is not the priority. It's not something that they have time for, and it's something they don't want to think about, but they don't want to eat rubbish every time, or to go for the most convenient option, which is sometimes very expensive and sometimes not particularly good for them. So I love this idea. I think it's so clever, and I wish you the best of luck. What is your website? What's your website URL in case people want to pop in and visit you?
www.tastebox.co.za.
Great.
And we are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. Please go like and follow us, and yeah, we'll be launching our new website in January, which we're very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll get some new customers.
I love that. Go to tastebox.co.za and you can find out more about Stephanie and her family's business. And well done to you, and good luck with that kid as well. I mean, a little baby while you're running a business. You are brave.
Thanks so much, guys.
You are very,
have
very
a good
brave.
Day.
Love it. Thanks so much. Well, if you would like to tell us about your business, we've still got a couple of these slots available, and we really are trying to help you. Cliff Central and Ozo together are trying to give you an idea of what other people's businesses are up to and how they might be able to factor into your life. Maybe you want to support them. Maybe you just want to bring on a new partner, and perhaps you're interested in getting your business out there and telling people about it. Well, if you want to be like Stephanie, who we met just a minute ago, you could stand the chance to be one of six companies to get 10 minutes of exposure on the Gareth Cliff Show, which is here on cliffcentral.com. And you know what? Ozo will take care of that for you. They've bought up the time. They're going to make sure that you get the exposure that you need. And tell us why your business deserves to be highlighted. Go on social media. Use the hashtag somebody's business. That's hashtag somebody's business. You can also send us an email, contact@cliffcentral.com.